could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of radio.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam and welcome to Listeners Special on this Sunday, June 2nd, 2019. I'm Atef Irfani.
And I'm Amir Abbas Malik Jalali.
Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views matter most. Contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcasts. If you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. And what about today's interview?
Well, this week we have conducted an interview with Mr. Michael Halliday, one of our regular listeners in Britain, and he has spoken about himself and has also elaborated about his views concerning our radio programs. And I hope that the listeners would enjoy this week's interview.
This is Listeners Special, and as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These are very useful to us, particularly to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us. And who are those who have sent us letters and reception reports?
Well, I start with three listeners who have sent us reception reports. I begin with a listener from Sweden, Krister Brunström, Kalol Nas from India, and Eric Zhu from China. Also, we have received so many emails this week from our listeners from around the world. I begin with Kostiantin Pravotorov from Ukraine, Sudhir Pandey from India, Paul Makuza from Uganda in Africa, also Heimer Sia from the Philippines, and Martin Rogan from Scotland. Thank you all for sending us emails and reception reports.
Welcome back. We start today's emails and letters with an email from Kostiantin Pravotoro from Ukraine. He says, "Dear friends, I have had a great pleasure of logging into your station and sending you my reception report, hoping that you will verify it and send me a QSL card. Would you be kind enough to send me one? Thank you in advance for your reply." Thank you. Kostiantin Pravotoro from Ukraine, of course, we will send you what you have requested. Of course, we read your email and send you, the QSL card.
Very well. Here's an email sent to us by Martin Rogan from Scotland. This is what Martin has to say. "Firstly, I want to express hope that the holy month of Ramadan is proving to be a blessing for all at IRIB. Thank you for keeping in touch. Even though I've been away on holiday, I went to Albania, then on to Kosovo, where I saw a number of beautiful mosques. It is good to see some of the ones damaged in a conflict of the 1990s fully restored. For me, shortwave became a hobby when I was at secondary school. My father had an old radio with a long wire antennae and a knob in the middle with the letter L, M, and S on it. It never was moved, and only the M was ever uppermost. So one day I tried switching into S, and suddenly all sorts of stations, languages, and points of view became available to me. That was nearly 50 years ago, and while I cannot say that shortwave is still a hobby, there is not the same range of stations on offer. I still listen, and I like the idea that voices, music, and so on can be literally carried in the air thousands of miles from one country to another. Thank you very much for your email, for your interesting email, Martin Rogan from Scotland, and I'm sure that you are still interested in tuning in to shortwave radio broadcast, and I'm sure that you still enjoy listening to shortwave radio broadcast. Anyhow, thank you very much for sending us an email. Okay, what do you have?
Okay, we have an email from India, from Sudhir Pandey. He says, "Dear sir or madam, I am pleased to inform you that I have listened to the IRIB English service. I listen to your programs whenever I get time, but usually on Sundays or holidays here in Bombay. I believe that Bombay is very close to Iranian culture, especially for the number of Iranian restaurants and some Iranian communities here. I have heard the recorded voice messages from your listeners, one of them from Pune, India, and I hope that I can have an interview with you as well. I am a 46-year-old visual artist, and I live and work in Bombay. If you find the program details correct, I would appreciate a QSL card. Wish you all the best. Thank you, Sudhir Pandey from India. I really didn't know that the Bombay, city looks like, Iranian culture. I've never known about that.
Well, there are some linguistic and cultural and religious commonalities between Iran and India in general, and I'm sure that that is the point that Sudhir Pandey is referring to from India. Thank you very much, Sudhir from India.
And of course, we will send him, the QSL card.
Right. Very well. Let's go for a short break, and we'll be back with more emails from our listeners. All right, we are back again, and I wish to start again with an email sent to us from Africa, one of our listeners in Africa, in the country of Uganda, Mr. Paul Mukuza, one of our regular listeners in Uganda. This is what Paul has to say. First of all, let me wish a blessed month of Ramadan to all the employees of IRIB, plus all the listeners of IRIB English Radio. Here I would like to say that we in Africa like and support those interesting Iranian movies and programs which promote Islam and Islamic values. God bless you and thank you. I also thank you, Paul, from Uganda, for your kind email. And I'm pleased to hear that you enjoy, that you and your friends in Africa enjoy just watching Iranian movies and programs. And I'm also sure that you also enjoy tuning into our radio programs. Please tell us more about your favorite programs broadcast by IRIB English Radio. That would be of great interest to us.
Okay, and one of our regular listeners, Jaime Sia from Philippines, has sent an email and says, "I'm happy to say that I have received your station and heard your program. If my reception report of your program was correct, I hope that you will send me a QSL card. One of the programs that I heard and liked was about the holy month of Ramadan, titled Ramadan, the month of God. It started with a prayer for the fourth day of Ramadan. The Imam then tells on what Ramadan is all about and why it is the most important month for Muslims, which was so informative for me. I heard that it is the month of Ramadan in Iran and other Muslim countries, so I was curious to know how our Iranian friends are doing. The discussion with the Imam was nice, and I learned something new. May Allah bring peace and blessings into your life and home. Ramadan Mubarak. Thank you for your time and attention in advance. Looking forward to hearing from you soon. Wishing you, staff members, and other people from the station, success and prosperity. Thank you for your nice letter. Hi, Mircea from the Philippines. It was nice of you. Thank you very much.
And as I announced earlier in the program, we have conducted an interview with one of our regular listeners in Britain, Mr. Michael Halliday, who has spoken about himself and the radio programs. Stay tuned, please.
I'm 61 years of age. I'm a shortwave listener. I've been a shortwave listener for many years, listening to international broadcasts from all over the world. Well, I'm very glad that you are remaining on shortwave. Some international broadcasters have ceased broadcasting on shortwave in favor of the internet or satellite, but I'm glad that your station is remaining on shortwave and does put out a good signal here in Western Europe. So I'm very pleased to say that you're going against the trend of leaving shortwave, and you are remaining on shortwave, and I believe that is very, very important, because there are many people who still do listen around the world on shortwave. Well, your broadcasts are very, very factual and very informative, and give a good view of your opinion on world events, and I find them quite interesting.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend a few minutes writing an email to us. We love to hear from our listeners who have any questions or comments about our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. And you can email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.parstoday.com/en. And our telephone number is 00982122013720. Our profile in Facebook is www.facebook.com/parstodayen. Many thanks for being with us.